Welcome back to Juno Afternoon, made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. And also made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Coming up next with me, our folks are here from the Salt and Soil Marketplace. Megan Stegeland is here, and also Colin Peacock. Thanks so much to both of you from coming in. I appreciate it. And I was just asking you, well, how would I kind of describe in a few words what you guys do? And you said online farmers market. That's what we do. So that's a really cool concept. Tell me about how that kind of came about as a concept and how it happens.
Great. Yeah. Thanks for having us
on.
So the whole idea of Salt and Soil is that we want to increase local food production within Southeast Alaska. As you can imagine, we're a very food insecure state or region of Alaska, and we wanted to find ways to encourage the growth of that. And we thought the best way to do that would be through a marketplace that allows people to more easily sell the local products that they grow or produce here online. And as many people know, the idea of a farmer's market in Juneau is something that's kind of strange. Many people know that we even have a farmer's market. We do. It's Second Saturdays. It's a great farmer's market. But we wanted something.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, as I said, not many people know about it, but it's real.
That.
It exists. And it's great. And you
Where
should go
is
there.
It?
So that's at the Nugget Mall.
It's
the Airport Mall.
Airport Mall.
Every second Saturday of the month. And it's a fantastic little market with lots of crafts, jams and jellies, and in the summer, produce. And Salt and Soil is a larger, sort of more regional version of that, where if you go online to our website right now, saltandsoilmarketplace.com, you can shop for local produce of all kinds from Juneau, Haines, Gustavus, local seafood, fresh seafood that's, you know, just caught, just brought into the boat, and then other, you know, jams and jellies and those kind of things too.
Well, Megan, when we're talking about doing that in Southeast Alaska, what are some of the challenges that happen in Southeast that maybe other services that may operate in other areas wouldn't have to deal with?
So there are definitely lots of logistical issues beyond just the fact that it's difficult to grow produce here in Southeast Alaska.
Are there tomatoes?
There are tomatoes very briefly.
Yeah. We've got some
berries. Don't believe you.
The farmers who participate and anybody who farms in Southeast Alaska is absolutely brilliant. It has to be a genius to be successful.
And there's some crops that work great here, and there's others that are more of a challenge, obviously.
Right. We definitely have the soil farmers, but we also have some people doing some pretty incredible hydroponics. So that is another way to combat the fact that it's difficult to grow produce and soil here. Logistics is always an issue. We had a great market distribution yesterday. We distribute on Thursdays. Of course, Gustavus and Haines were both fogged in, but
stuff's air lifted back and forth.
So the product that we have from Southeast communities is being usually picked that morning and sent to us that afternoon for distribution that evening. It is the freshest possible product.
Wow, but and able to do that in a way that still competes price-wise. I mean, that's the challenge, right? It's got to be the challenge to do it.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, Alaska-grown produce is always going to be a little bit more expensive, but you're also getting an incredibly high-quality product for that price.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so give me an example of like if I were to get – when you say it's an online, I go and I pick things kind of on a list and then a box is delivered. Is that kind of how it works, or I go pick up a box?
So how it works is you're picking individual items for the most part. So you're picking, you know, one cucumber, one cabbage, you know, 5 pounds of potatoes, a sockeye salmon. And then you either pick it up at one of our distribution locations every Thursday. So that's either downtown at the Jack, in the Valley at Hook Seafoods, or in Lemon Creek at Panhandle Produce. And from 4:30 to 6:30, you know, we'll be there with your box waiting for you.
Yeah.
Or you pay $5 and we can deliver it to you.
Okay. So how does that kind of get determined every week? How do you know ahead of time that if I pick a cucumber, it's going to be ready?
Yeah, so the way the marketplace works is on a weekly cycle. So every Friday at noon, the marketplace opens, meaning online. And then folks have until Wednesday at 8 p.m. to shop the marketplace. Although the marketplace does open noon on Friday, folks can post product to the marketplace at any time during that period. So I usually suggest folks to check back fairly regularly because there's always products coming and going from the marketplace during that weekly cycle. And then every Wednesday, anybody who is producing product and that is selling product on the marketplace receives a pick list. And that's how they know how much product and how much of each product sold. And then they get that product to us for distribution.
Now, what interests me, though, behind the scenes, how are you guys are talking to these farmers about what they're going to have available, right? So how does that work? How does that piece work? They just contact you, or are you having to prod them all the time, or how does that kind of work? Is it sort of back and forth a little bit? Or?
Yeah, a little bit
of
both.
Right.
Of course, we want the most robust marketplace we can possibly have. So we are definitely doing a lot of outreach, trying to get new vendors and to work with the vendors that we currently have, telling them what's selling really well, what folks are asking for, what folks are hoping would become available. And then, of course, seasonality plays a huge role. I think that's a beautiful aspect of farmers market is you have available what is currently growing in that cycle.
And then does that change for you? So your farmers that are in Haynes, they're supplying, is that sort of change? It sort of goes, I'm just guessing that must change. They got great squash right now, but so-and-so doesn't, or Sitka's growing, wherever. Not Sitka, but wherever you're.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of seasonality.
Yeah.
And everyone's focusing on different species, too, of different crops,
And as you mentioned, you said salmon, and I was like, salmon's part of it, too. That's really awesome.
Salmon and, all sorts of products from Hook Seafoods, for example, makes a lot of cured meat products that they sell on Salt and Soil. We're trying to eventually get more things from up north, actually, too. So we have a partnership with other farmers markets from northern Alaskan farmers markets to get grains and certain produce that we don't grow here.
An 800-pound pumpkin?
Exactly. Giant pumpkins, giant cabbages, you name it. And vice versa. Get them more seafood, that they're not going to get up there.
Yeah, that must be a real commodity for them to get, like, really great seafood.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. You think of Alaska and you think incredible seafood, but a lot of people up in, Matsu Valley or something are like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. We don't get great seafood up here.
Yeah, or Fairbanks or wherever.
Yeah, Fairbanks, another good one. Yeah,
right. So. Well, that's fascinating that you can actually – that it's sort of a two-way street and kind of creating that network of the people that are all in – kind of in generally the same business that you're in.
Yeah. And that's been the real challenge too, because the growing season is so short and cold and there's not much soil here and it's hard to grow produce here and it's kind of expensive too. We've really struggled to find other things we can sell in the marketplace. So that's why hydroponics have been super important. Seafood's been super important. Getting those cottage food producers, for example, on the marketplace, which normally wouldn't be allowed. That cottage food sales online is not a normal thing you can find. But because
what is cottage? What
when
cottage you say
foods
cottage
are
food?
Things like homemade jams and jellies, things that are considered very food safe. There's a lot of sugar or acid in them, so they're very well preserved. But you normally wouldn't be able to sell those online. But because we're basically a farmer's market and you're buying directly from those producers themselves, it's considered safe, and we got approved to do that.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people don't know that, especially people that
are pickling or people are doing stuff, those kinds of things. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
So just, message to anybody that wants to be a vendor on Salt and Soil. If you're making really good pickles or hot sauce or whatever in your kitchen, you can probably sell those with us. Just get in touch.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Anything else like you can think of that's sort of an example of unusual things that people might not think of when they think of, a farmer's market or, a produce kind of exchange, I'm going to sign up for that's available in your service?
Yeah, we have a ton of different items for sale on the marketplace. We have everything from vegetables and seafood to plants. We've got plants from Landscape Alaska, everything from apple trees to chives to berry plants, which folks don't know about. We also have some folks doing some pretty cool body products as well. We've got a woman out of Gustavus who makes goat milk soap, which is absolutely amazing. And then, of course, the value-added items, the jams, the jellies. We've got breads on the marketplace. We also have frozen baked goods, too. So we've got frozen pastries as well as pizza dough from Forno Rosso. There's quite an array of items for sale on the marketplace.
That's really cool to hear about, frozen pizza dough and frozen doughs and things like that. That's really a neat thing. I hadn't thought of that. There you go. I hadn't thought about that at all.
Yeah,
but I'm not in your business.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, bake at home pastries are one of our most popular items.
I'll bet.
Yeah. And also throw it out there that in terms of more unusual products, we have a lot of wild foraged products. So people just selling spruce tips, beech asparagus, Wild-foraged nettles, yeah, different berries.
Can you do mushrooms and things like that,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, you can sell mushrooms. We don't have any mushroom vendors currently, but, you know, maybe another month or so, we'll get some mushrooms on the market. Yeah.
Yeah, because it is very seasonal, right? So there's people, there's going to be these vendors that come and go depending on the season and that sort of thing as well. That, to me, seems like one of the things that must be a real challenge, making this a service that can really go year-round.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think because we have so much seafood and hydroponics vendors, you know, it hasn't been that hard to keep it going year-round. The first year that we were open, which was 3 years ago now, you know, we didn't think we could be open in the winter ever.
Right.
And then, you know, we kind of had this winter pull up and we closed the marketplace. Then all of our vendors are like, but hey, I want to keep selling. That was a really important revenue stream for me. So the second year we were open, yeah, we've stayed open year-round since. Yeah.
And well, that's awesome. So you're getting locally produced produce.
Even produce in the winter. Yeah. So we still usually have potatoes and maybe onions or a few carrots, a few other things in the winter that you know can last through the winter.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And when you think about the technology that's happening with hydroponics and that sort of thing, like that's
They're growing tomatoes hydroponically and strawberries hydroponically. So those aren't on the market yet, but they're working on it.
Yeah, yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
What has been sort of, this is always kind of a thing that you guys ask, but what's been one of the biggest challenges that you guys have faced in it's been 3 years now that you're in business?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's been what kind of comes up when you think about, oh, yeah, we got over that one, but that was tough?
Well, one of the problems is that we had a lot of people interested in the marketplace in the first year it was open, but we had very small amounts of produce. Then we sold out all the time. So now we're on our third year. We have a much more produce, much more vendors of all types. But a lot of people that shopped with us initially haven't come back to give it a shot again. So that's a message I really want to get out there. You know, if you tried Salt and Soil last year or the year before, try it again. You know, see what's on there. We have a lot more.
Is it a subscription kind of thing, can you just go on any time and just buy, or how does that kind of work?
Yeah, so I think that's the other thing we're combating right now is there's a lot of confusion as to what Salt and Soil Marketplace is. We are not a subscription service. So what's amazing about the marketplace is you choose the cycles that you want to shop. So that could be every week if you choose, or you could shop once a year if that suits your benefit. So you can shop anytime during that weekly cycle. You can continue adding to your cart. You can shop for one item, one dozen eggs, or you can shop, you know, a little bit of everything. There's no minimum order and there's no minimum times that you have to order within a year. No subscription service.
Is there a thing that you guys offer that were surprised about the abundance of? You mentioned eggs just now, and I was just thinking, wow, I'll bet actually you probably might get a lot of eggs. But maybe you don't.
Eggs are definitely one of our number one sellers, and we sell out every single week. Not only chicken eggs, but duck eggs. This last cycle was the first time this year duck eggs have been available, and I think they sold out within an hour.
I had my first duck egg last year. I was amazed. They're big, and they're delicious. You know,
there's
a really an amazing depth of flavor to a duck egg that's a little bit different than a chicken egg. But they're also, it's like, man, one scrambled duck egg is a lot of food.
Yeah,
they're big. They're really cool.
Yeah.
I was amazed by that. Well, congratulations on your business.
Thanks.
Third year of getting in there, and sounds like it's up and running and going like gangbusters, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And your message out to folks to give it if you gave it a try in the first year or so, and give it a try again, and there's a lot more on there. What's the website? What's the kind of, how do people, kind of interact with it?
Yeah, so you go to saltandsoilmarketplace.com and then click shop now if you want to see what's available in Juneau. But also if you're in Sitka or Haines or know anybody there, you can shop in those locations too. And then, you have to sign up as a customer, just enter some basic info about your name and, address. But then you can start shopping and check out and, see us next Thursday.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us for Foodie Friday. You know, one of the traditions of Foodie Friday, you're supposed to bring food to the host.
I thought of that. I left this beautiful smoked salmon dip I made in the car. I'm
a dozen
sorry,
eggs.
I
just leave me a dozen
okay,
eggs. It'll be fine.
Yeah, no problem.
No, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Fascinating to hear about your business. I'm so glad to learn about it. And for folks that are interested, it's once again saltandsoilmarketplace.com. Go there, hit shop now, and see what's out there and see if it's something you're interested in getting. Thanks so much for coming in to both of you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Colin and Megan, thanks so much for coming in.